Hey, you know how they always talk about in the Bible, you know, anti-gay everything because, you know, it was Adam and Eve?
Yep, yep.
Just think about that for a second. What came first?
Is this like a chicken and an egg type thing?
No. It's a direct thing. Adam was created in what?
Adam, and then, in the image of God.
Correct. So you had a bromance, a couple of dudes.
Yeah.
So you had God and Adam, and then God plucked a rib off Adam and made woman.
I was going to use the word busted off.
Oh, busted off. But before that, so when everyone says, oh, well, that whole gay thing, it's, you know, Adam and Eve, it wasn't Adam and Steve, but it was God and Adam.
Yeah.
I think there's something in that for everyone to think about for a little while, because it's serious... bromance is going on there. You know, you've got Adam wandering around the Garden of Eden naked, God looking down, all seeing. Even when he put on a little leaf over his pecker, didn't matter because God was able to see through the pecker because he's all seeing. I'm saying God's a fucking pervert.
When he got a fat,
yes,
the fig would, the leaf would just rise.
Well, he didn't need the fig in the early stages. He was naked around the until Eve came along. And then,
that's right.
I think actually it wasn't until after they'd eaten the apple when
the apple gave them a sense of modesty.
Exactly. So before that, they were just frolicking in the nutty.
But the one leaf, when once she was around and he got a bit of a horn on or whatever, the leaf would just levitate.
But I wonder, did he? You know, with the big bromance.
Big enough.
Well, with the big bromance. But see, between me and God.
This whole thing's the least of our issues, because then they had two sons, Cain and Abel.
Correct. Who then also had children after Cain had killed Abel.
Yeah, they reproduced how?
Excellent question.
Mother, which is where Freud...
Exactly.
Where Freud began.
Which explains why the human race is so fucked.
Freud's got a valid point.
Absolutely valid.
See, the whole story's got problems.
Oh, it's got a couple of holes in it.
Yes.
I'm going to say, so to speak.
Speaks has got nothing on the Bible, mate.
Yeah, no, I think there's a couple of, questions in there that
I was paid to go to Sunday school with my pudding basin haircut and my flared pants.
Yeah, you know the thing that I get pissed off with?
Okay, tell me.
And I don't understand it, but you know when they say Moses lived, I think, 900 years?
I think he had children at 900.
Yeah, right. So hang on a minute.
Yes.
Why did he live that long and then everyone else lived to be, 80 years or something, 70 years or even less?
Well, I think what you'll find is, and this is my understanding of the situation, is that, you know, let's face it, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, right? Six days, then had a bludge on the seventh day. Now, they reckon that the universe is somewhere between 6 billion and 13 billion years old. So I think... no one really understood time in those days. So one day of God time is anything up to a billion years. And so Moses was probably only about 12 when he actually died in our version of time. Time was... the time-space continuum was a bit weird in those days, I think.
Was it now?
I think so. It's my only explanation, because otherwise it's a really fucking stupid story.
It's just as crazy as
Adam and Eve and
alleging someone's 900 years old.
Yes, well, it's also as stupid as Adam and Eve and all of that shit, isn't it?
It's almost as if it's evidence of someone to patch up a desperate story that's got a ton of holes.
Yes.
So what you do is, it's like the script writers in a sitcom. They're sitting around in a big room and someone points out a problem and says, all right, well, how about we invent an uncle?
Yes.
We'll invent an uncle, and that's how he knows so-and-so.
Even though he was an only child and so were these both parents.
That's right.
So it's like a friend uncle, not a real uncle.
No, they sort of modify it a little bit to sort of, cover up some of the cracks.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got it. Because as you say, the whole thing is just so full of cracks. There's so many cracks in it. Yeah. Well, there's not any cracks. It's chasms, really, isn't it?
If it was a court to judge the story,
yes,
it wouldn't stack up.
Oh, not a hope.
Actually, hasn't there been either a movie or a TV show or something or other, or a TV special.
Right.
Where they've taken a biblical story or something,
mm-hmm.
and they put it, they impanel a jury to judge it.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, but I'd like to.
I think there is. It's a popular thing.
Could well be. But, you know, what it does explain to me is why there's some fuckwits out there in the universe that believe that the Earth is flat. Because they get that from the Bible, mostly. Because it's somewhere in the Bible it talks about a dome covering the Earth or some bullshit like that. And so these are the same people that believe the world was created in 7 to 6 days and God's had a day off, created Adam and Eve even after the big bromance. And, you know, I'm still suspicious about that one, God looking down on Adam butt naked, wandering around, you know, so on and so forth. I don't want to go into, you know, sordid details at this particular point in time. I'll wait for a nail up day for that one. And then going on to continue on with Moses being 900. The other bloke building the ark, saving two of every animal. Or well, how the fuck
which
did
is,
Australian, you know, bloody kangaroos and platypus get over to there?
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
I mean, where'd the food come from to feed them?
They're for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because those hippopotami.
They're hungry little
fuckers. Geez, they eat like bastards.
They do. They do indeed. And how did they stop them all from fighting? And how come, if there was only two and two and two and two and two, has not... And the same with humankind, of course, although we've explained how that worked because, you know, with Adam and Eve and then fucking mum and you know, the sisters and the brothers and all that sort of stuff, we have become quite limited in our gene pool, one might say, now, hence why we have some of the idiots we have in the world today. But how has that not affected animal life? You know, if you have a very small gene pool in any kind of animal in the animal kingdom, that doesn't end well, and usually the species dies out, i.e. the dinosaurs, because they're all rooting each other. A lot of holes.
You know, when there was a pair of each animal?
Yes.
Does that mean one's a male and one's a female?
One would hope so. One would assume.
You think so?
Well, in years gone by, you would have assumed that, but I'm not sure nowadays that you can assume that.
What about the ones, the animals that could, you know how they flip? They could be a male tomorrow and a female yesterday.
You know, there's one or two of them
certain
like that.
Types of animals.
Something can do that, yeah.
A fish or something.
Well, I think that's a genetic mutation from, because the male and the female fish were fucking and then they rooted each other's children, and I think that's where your gene pool fell apart.
I love it when you explain it scientifically.
Oh, I'm a scientific kind of a guy. I like to be accurate in my knowledge of shit. And when I say shit, I mean shit. I mean shit. But no, it's a very complex story. I remember when we did speak to the lady about the Bible. In fact, it's not technically a podcast, I've just remembered. Remember we used to have half a dozen little podcasts on a website some time back? And we've never actually put them back onto as actual podcasts. I think there was the tea interview.
Yes.
The 2IC of the Christian Church doesn't believe in the Bible. Sister didn't believe it. I can't remember what the other ones were.
Okay.
I can't even remember where they are to track them down. Anyway, there's a lot of holes in it, a lot of chasms. I mean, I don't want to upset our American listeners who are very fond of the Bible.
Well, that's the... Yet people just accept it.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. It's a worry. I don't think people should be so accepting of shit.